1620 94.5 WTAW. Here are comments from the November 17, 2022 Bryan City Council meeting. Former Mayor Andrew Nelson and City Manager Keene Register visiting about the operating revenue at the current municipal golf course site, the former Briarcrest Country Club, comparing that to when the golf course was at what is now Midtown Park. There's also discussion between the former mayor and the city manager regarding the purchase of golf course maintenance equipment.
Keene, I have one question. I noticed we are spending over $100,000 on some golf equipment. Can you remind me what our financial results were for the golf course this year and how long that equipment's going to be used so I can just do a little math?
Yes, you will correct me if I'm wrong, I'm sure, but I think the net was a little over $100,000 to the positive, $110,000 to the positive. And then your second question was the equipment.
This equipment, what's the life, expected life of?
It's probably 10 years. These are fairly high-end course maintenance equipment. There's a couple of UTV-type vehicles that can haul dirt and those things, some compression roller, and then another huge, what is that thing? What is that? No, the mower. Wheel mower, yeah.
But it's that type of equipment, like, 5 to 10 year type investment.
Yeah, I mean, the wheel mower itself is what most all golf courses, nice golf courses, use anyway, and they run around $90,000. So we hope to get more than 10 years out of this one.
Okay, and is my memory right that back when we were sporting Muni in the last 10 or so years, except for the year that the A&M Golf Course was being redeveloped, that we generally lost around $250,000 a year? Is that a good average?
$200,000 to $250,000 average, yes.
Gotcha. So we've gone from losing $250,000 to
turnaround.
Making $100,000, split with our manager.
Even if we break even, we still, in my opinion, made $250,000 that we're not spending every year like we used to.
Yeah, I mean, do you feel like we have a long-term sustainable public golf in Bryan?
Not only do I think we have a long-term and sustainable, I think over time we're going to be able to put all of that money back into the course and have what will be, I think, across the entire state, one of the nicest city-owned courses you'll find.
Gotcha. And our employees are getting good rates now at the golf course, right, Dr. Barfnick? All right. Hopefully you'll have time to take advantage of that. All right. Thank you.
Comments from the November 17th Bryan City Council meeting on 1620 94.5 WTAW.